Alrighty, and welcome to episode 37 of the Music and Arts Center podcast. We've got a couple of new faces here today. We got a good group today. We are here today with
Harrison,
Jonah,
Noah,
and I'm Josh. And today we've got a great topic that's going to make for a great conversation. Our topic today, Harrison, is
tongue twisters.
Tongue twisters. Do you guys like tongue twisters?
Well, I've really never heard of that, but...
You've never heard of a tongue twister?
Nope.
Okay. Give us
you can do an example.
Yeah. Give us an example of a tongue twister, Harrison.
What do you mean by an example?
Well, give us one, the one that you were saying before.
Much wood could a woodchuck chuck if woodchuck could chuck wood?
That's a tongue twister. Or Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Peter Petter picked a pickle.
Pickle.
I like pickle.
So that's a tongue twister. So what are your guys' favorite tongue twisters?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
That's a good one.
My favorite is Peter Petter picked a pickle.
I don't even know. I can't even do that one. Noah, how about yours?
Woodchuck wood.
Woodchuck wood. So who can say it the fastest, the woodchuck one? Who think they can do it the fastest?
I think I can.
All right, let's see you, and then Jonah, we're going to see you. Go for it.
How much wood could woodchuck wood?
Okay, that's pretty fast. Okay.
How much could a woodchuck chuck and a woodchuck
chuck? So close. You want to try again? Go for it. Try it again. You can do it.
How much could a woodchuck chuck and a woodchuck could chuck and a woodchuck chuck?
Woodchuck.
Woodchuck.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
On to Noah.
Noah, go for it.
I don't know where to start.
How much? That's where you start. How much wood?
How much wood?
Do I need to write it on the board?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
That's good. Go for it.
How much could a woodchuck?
How much could a woodchuck chuck woodchuck?
Woodchuck.
Woodchuck wood.
That's okay. All right. Valiant effort. Okay.
Chuck wood. I don't really know it.
What about the seashells one? Can you do that one really well?
Sally sells seashells down by the seashore.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
I don't know if that's how you say it.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
She
sells seashells by the seashore.
Seashells?
It sounds like saying seashells.
That's because I'm going too fast.
She sells
by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore.
See, this is a tongue twister.
It's tough.
Seashells by the seashore.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
My brother made up one.
She sells...
What is it?
Wait, she sells seashells by the seashore.
There you go.
My brother made up one, and it's like, can you please pre-freeze the peas, please? Or something like that.
Please pass the peas. I'm not very good at these. Well, good. Any other ones that you guys like to do? Why do you think they're so hard to say? Because
people challenge you to say them fast, and there's a ton of words that like have the same beginning, and you get mixed
up. Enough practice, though, you could do it really good. I bet, I don't know if this is a real thing.
Like, how much wood could woodchuck chuck if woodchuck could chuck wood?
Yeah.
Like, of the memento of how you're talking, and like, probably you can't say it fast enough if someone tells you to do it really fast.
Yeah. I wonder if there's like the tongue twisting world championships where they get people, okay, you're gonna say this, done. And it's like really fast, like the Rubik's Cube World Championships. Oh, yeah. They try to solve those as quickly as they can.
Done.
There's got to be Tongue Twister World Championships, I bet.
We all say done.
Maybe we'll do this for the showcase. We'll have a Tongue Twister competition.
How much wood? Can it be how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if woodchuck could chuck wood?
Yep. Well, you're going to win that one, so we'll pick another
one. Yeah,
you're going to do that one. He won't win it. You probably won't even do it.
Yeah, that's not very good.
Seashells by the seashore.
See, that's tough.
Sally sells seashells
by the seashore. I can't do it.
That one's crazy.
She sells.
Very good. Alrighty, well, good talk today on tongue twisters and maybe some challenges at home for people to try. So, alright, we're going to wrap it up and we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.